And a good morning. Time for a check of sports here on AM 1450 KATE. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. In Section 2 AA softball, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they saw their season come to an end yesterday, but what a run. They had an elimination game against Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. They beat them 6-4. They got within a game of the section final, but Belle Plaine beats them in a good pitcher's duel 1-0 to end their season. Belle Plaine will now move on to play LeSueur or Henderson in the section final, where the Tigers would have to beat the Giants twice to get to state. Panthers wrap up their season with a 22-4 record. Great season for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva softball. And baseball tonight, of course, the big game is coming up here on Kate Radio. The number 3 seed Albert Lee will face the top seed Byron in Red Wing in the Section 1 3A final. Now, the Tigers need to just win one game to go to state. Byron needs to beat Albert Lee twice. I'll have your pregame 4:50 tonight, first pitch at 5 o'clock. If you can't make the drive to Red Wing, we hope you can. Cheer on our Tigers. All the action right here on Kate Radio. Again, Albert Lee baseball trying to get to state for the first time since 1969. It could happen tonight. Also in baseball, Lake Mills will host North Iowa at 7:30. Northwood Kensett on the road at St. Ansgar at 7:30. And in softball, Lake Mills will host North Iowa. That starts at 6. And Northwood Kensett there at St. Ansgar. That's a 6 o'clock start. Well, the Minnesota Twins, they got beat by the New York Yankees last night as the Yankees end a four-game skid. New York 8, Minnesota 4. Same two teams at Target Field tonight, 7:10 first pitch. Tina Charles had 31 points and 8 rebounds as the Washington Mystics, they held off the Minnesota Lynx last night for an 85-81 win. The Aaron Rodgers saga continues in Green Bay. The 3-time MVP quarterback was not with the Packers for their first mandatory minicamp session yesterday after declining to participate in voluntary organized team activities. Now the Packers do have the option to fine Rodgers just over $93,000 if he misses all 3 minicamp sessions this week. Now Rodgers' future with the team has been uncertain ever since ESPN reported shortly before this year's draft that Rodgers doesn't want to return to Green Bay. NBA playoffs last night. Joel Embiid had 40 points and 13 rebounds. The Sixers knock off the Heat 118-102, evening that series at a game apiece. The Utah Jazz opened their Western Conference semifinal series by getting 45 points from Donovan Mitchell as they beat the Clippers 112-109. Mitchell poured in 32 points in the second half to rally the Jazz from a double-digit deficit. Well, Nikola Jokic wasn't highly regarded when he was taken in the NBA draft. Well, now he's the league's MVP. The Nuggets' big man has been revealed as the NBA's top player, making him by far the lowest draft pick ever to win the award. Now, the Serbian product has become a dominant force since being selected 41st overall in the 2014 draft. Now, Jokic this year averaging 26.4 points per game, 10.8 rebounds, and 8.3 assists. Now, the Joker, as he is called, was the runaway winner, getting 91 of the 101 first-place ballots that were cast. The Tampa Bay Lightning are 8 wins away from a second consecutive Stanley Cup. The Lightning are in the semifinals. They beat the Hurricanes 2-0 in Game 5 to win that series 4-1. Well, Vegas, the Golden Knights, they were down 2-0. Vegas now leads this series. They're up 3-2 as Mark Stone scored a breakaway 50 seconds into overtime to beat the Colorado Avalanche. Vegas leads that series 3-2. Also on this check of sports here on KATE, Tom Brady is back in the practice field with the Buccaneers. The 43-year-old quarterback was a full participant yesterday at mandatory minicamp for the Super Bowl champions, taking part in individual drills and doing some 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 work. Now, Coach Bruce Arians said last week there was a chance he'd limit Brady's involvement as he recovers from off-season knee surgery. And injured Red Sox ace Chris Sale. He made a positive step in his return from Tommy John surgery, throwing 25 pitches off a bullpen mound at Fenway Park. The 31-year-old left-hander said he would start tomorrow if the team would let him. But Red Sox manager Alex Cora said they needed to be patient to make sure Sale comes through rehab okay. Sale had elbow ligament replacement surgery in March of 2020. It typically takes a minimum of 12 months to recover from the procedure, but it can stretch to 2 years. And again, Tiger baseball tonight. Section 1 3A final. Tigers win once. They're going to state. Byron, They have to win twice. Pregame at 4:50, first pitch from Red Wing at 5, right here on KATE. Reporting for the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.